Welcome to edition number 199 of the Media Roundup for November 2021. I'm Paul, and along with me we've got Dave and Jeff to bring you the latest news, views and information on the media side. Media Roundup is brought to you with support from Ford Britain Trust, the worshipful company of grocers in the City of London, and the Clacton-on-Sea Lions. Before we go into the contents review, we've got a bit of information for you. Our virtual AGM is being held on the 15th of January, that's Saturday the 15th of January, at 1400 hours. If you'd like to join us, full details will be given on our website. If you look at our website, details are on track 2 how to do that. You can then find out the full details of the virtual AGM. You're more than welcome to join us. This is the contents review of edition number 199 of the Media Roundup. This track 1, intro and contents. Track 2, the latest contact details and information. Track 3, DAB radio sets. Track 4, Paul Rowley leaves the BBC. Track 5, Capital's two-day Jingle Bell Ball. Track 6, Radio Wimborne starts. Track 7, Heart Christmas. Track 8, Urgent Plan Needed. Track 9, Diva Web, Santa. Track 10, Radio Days Europe 2022. Track 11, Stan Aston joins Chelmer Radio. Track 12, Boom Radio's new non-executive chairman. Track 13, The Asian Awards. Track 14, Foundation launched in memory of Julie Donaldson. Track 15, Tune In Deal. Track 16, Ben Cooper at the Radio Academy. Track 17, MCPS and PRS Service Agreement. Track 18, Radio Tech Con News. Track 19, Radio Anywhere launches. Track 20, new BBC logos. Track 21, Sunshine Radio's online. Track 22, Radio 1 launches scholarships. Track 23, the pirate radio spot. Johnny Walker talks to Chris Pearson. And the second one is When Pirates Wave the Rules from Lawrence Hallett. And finally, track 24, the end. That's the contents review of edition number 199 of the Media Roundup.
This is the Media Roundup.